Four Republican downstate lawmakers heard the concerns of human services providers at a forum recently at Johnny Logan College in Carterville. Bob Buffington, whose Carbondale company takes care of disabled adults, says because of the increase in minimum wage, some of his workers who would lose some of their benefits, like housing assistance, are choosing to work less.
Truth of the matter is that it's going to be great to have that minimum wage increase, but it does have some side effects. Just like the legislators pointed out on their side, they're seeing products and services being increased. The cost of a hamburger is going up. The cost of a dinner is going up, things like that. Well, on our side of the fence, what it does impacts our workers, those that are maybe perhaps single family units that have a lot of responsibilities. And if they work too many hours, it causes them to not be able to take advantage of housing assistance, perhaps because they're earning too much money now. So they'll end up knocking off a shift a week and lose that because they would lose more if they didn't. And we understand that. So it's an unintended side effect of a wage increase, whether it's $1 an hour or $4 an hour. It's going to have the same effect. And what I proposed to the legislators here today was, if in fact we're going to continue to go this direction with this wage increase, that perhaps what we need to look at is increasing the amount of income somebody can produce and still be able to get some type of housing assistance, some type of child care assistance, some type of assistance to move forward.
Janine Woods, the executive director of the Caro Women's Shelter, was pleased that all four lawmakers were there to hear the concerns.
But it's real refreshing to know that you have elected officials who's willing to listen and have an idea already of what those issues are.
The listening session was sponsored by the nonprofit Illinois Partners for Human Service, whose executive director Lauren Wright says even though the budget impasse ended 2 years ago, it's still not all smooth sailing.
Let's not underestimate or negate the importance of having a budget and for slight increases to the human services appropriations. But there's still a lot more work to be done. There are so many organizations that are still feeling the ramifications of the budget impasse.
The forum was held at Johnny Logan College and was attended by State Representatives Terry Bryant, Patrick Windhorst, Dave Severn, and State Senator Paul Schiff. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.